WBSI on the World. I'm John Batts with Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs. We moved from the unsettled troubles, the unsettled Niger, and the troubles are deep, but the troubles in Nigeria, which is a population of 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 more times than Niger, is also a troubled nation. Tinubu was elected in the recent question election. He is now leading ECOWAS and called a meeting on Thursday to talk about the revolution or whatever it is, the coup in Niger. Tinubu, during the campaign and afterwards, was not a vivid character. Has his health improved, Gregory?
Not noticeably. He has put in place a team of military and civilian administrators who definitely have a handle on the situation. We've yet to see how effective the new armed forces commanders are going to be. They certainly will be an improvement, I think, on the past, but they have to change their whole operating doctrine and culture to be effective, to regain morale and conditions for their forces. But at least there are some there's some hope for dealings there, not with Tinubu directly because his health has not improved, but because of some of the officials, professionals who have been put in place.
Are they capable of intervening? Is it a military that can intervene in Niger?
Well, at the expense of dropping a lot of their activities against the insurgency groups who are largely in the northeast Nigeria, around Maiduguri and the like, which is very close, by the way, to the it does touch on the border with Niger. That's why there's been the joint regional peacekeeping operations between Niger, Chad, and Nigeria, and to a lesser degree Cameroon. So, yes, there are troops in that area, but if you commit them to fight a conventional military war against a conventional military in Niger,
we have one minute,
it would be
one
hard
minute,
going.
Gregory. 1 minute. So at this point, do you believe Tinubu will step up with ECOWAS and insist or enforce a reversal of fortune in Niger? Is he capable of that? We have 1 minute.
I can take less than that. No, he's not capable of that.
So the United States is looking for leadership that doesn't exist in Nigeria, the dominant state in the region, the dominant state in West Africa, might even be with Ethiopia and Egypt, the dominant state in the whole continent. So Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs, The Fog of Diplomacy, and pretty soon the violence is threatened. The rush is on the scene. We're going to turn to another story that is in great turmoil. This is East Asia and the People's Republic of China's PLA Navy harassing the Philippines. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batts.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.